Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and love abide in your life today. I want to go to a scripture in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to go back to a scripture we talked about the Word in John 15:7. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. The Bible revealed is given to you to know the mysteries of God and the secret things of God, that we are stewards of the manifold wisdom of God. And so this morning, as you look at Psalm 91 and read the entirety of the psalm, you'll see the protection that God placed over your life, over your loved one, and over what you have set your hand to do. So I exhort you this morning to recognize that if you're going through something, if things seem like they're not going right, sit down and read that psalm and understand what it means to dwell. That word is very important. Two key words is dwell and abide. One says you dwell in the secret places of the Most High. That's God revealing to you by His Spirit whatever you need to know at any given moment. Secondly, he says, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you're indwelling, dwelling, and that you're covered. Always remember that you're covered by the mighty hand of God, by the mighty presence of God. And that when one is dwelling in God and covered by God, success, prosperity, blessing, victory, etc., belong to them. Remember, you are a winner. Remember that you are called by God to have good success. And I bless you this very day as you walk strong, walk in faith, walk in the Spirit, walk in the Word, and you'll see great delight today, because he who delight himself in the Lord, the Bible said, he should not want for any good thing. How you delight yourself in the Lord? Delight yourself in His Word. So take Psalm 91 as a fountain of blessing today. And I want you to walk in it, read each verse, see what each verse is saying to you, and it'll bless you immensely. This is Apostle Thompson. God bless.